Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Well, as Catherine said, the title of today's talk is Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. And if you don't know about that story, that's actually inspiration, reading through that story. And it was an editorial that came out in the New York Sun in 1897. And because we have little ones in here today and online, I'm going to have the adults go and look it up online and read it. I was going to read it to you, and I want the little ones to be able to have their wonder and awe and inspiration still with them here during this season, this holiday season. I know it's only the first, but that means we have 24 more days, right, until the big one. So please go and look that up online, and just know that there's an opening that's going to occur in your heart, not only to give love, but to receive love as well as you read through that. So let that light shine and be in delight. What a perfect word, delight, of the light, of the light. So during the beginning of November, I actually took my five-year-old granddaughter to the mall to get her pictures with Santa. And the reason I do it so early is because there's not a lot of lines, even though we make an appointment. And she's a little shy at first. So when she goes up to Santa, she's not too sure if she's going to sit on Santa's lap or sit next to Santa or what it's going to be. But so we go early. And then after we're done with the pictures, we walk around the mall for a little while, and I can't tell you how many times we walk by Santa, and there's Quinn. Hi, Santa! Hi, Santa! Every time, and you know, and Santa, of course, being Santa, just, you know, loves her back and waves and stuff, and then we go up the escalator, because we have to do that every time we go to the mall, and then back down the escalator. Hi, Santa! Because you can see him as you're headed back down. Well, we got the pictures done, went home, and then I was in the mall again later on, and Santa came up to me, and he said, "You're Nana, right?" I said, "Yeah, I'm Nana. Do you think your granddaughter could do a favor for me?" Your granddaughter Quinn, he remembered her name, Quinn. And I said, "Well, what is it? What would you like her to do?" And he brought me this tag, and he said, "I am so busy, I need some extra elves to help gather gifts this year for Christmas. Do you think your granddaughter would be willing to be one of my elves?" And I said, "Of course she would. She would love to be one of your elves." So I took the tag from Santa, and he gave me another tag too that I fulfilled here. I took the tag, and the next time I picked up my granddaughter, I said, "Quinn, I have to tell you something that happened. I was at the mall, and Santa came up to me, and I told her what happened. I said, would you like to be one of Santa's elves this year?" "Oh, can I, Nana?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, here's our tag." And it said, we need to find a jacket for a 20-month-old, so for a two-year-old. Would you be willing to do that?" "Yeah." So we went to my favorite store, which is Costco. And we went in down the line, and I said, "You know what, Quinn? I have a feeling that we are not the only elves. I said, let's look around, and I bet we can see that there are other people that are gathering gifts for Santa Claus." So we would go down the aisle, and I said, I think that's an elf right there. How can you tell, Nan? I said, well, look at what's in the cart. There's these kids' toys, and this is like a Nana like my age. What do you think? Do you think that she's an elf? Oh, yeah, Nan, I think she's an elf for sure. So we go over to the jackets, and we find a couple of different choices. She said, that's the one. That's the perfect one for this girl who's 20 months old. So we bring it home, wrap it. She had to do all the taping, so you can see how lovely it is. I wonder what's inside. And what I realized is that these tags are exactly like those tags on the tree. So I have a feeling Ron and Sharon got approached by Santa in the mall as well. And Santa asked for your help. Is that right? I didn't ask. Yeah. Asked for the help so that we as a community can be elves as well. How great is that? That we get to be a part of this season, supplying this wonder. I'm just so excited about it. So each one of us is a child at heart, and I'm pretty sure that we can be elves. How else do you think that we can be elves? It started out when I walked in the door, actually before I walked in the door. I had somebody checking on me to make sure I could get everything out of my car, open the door for me. That welcome, that smile, that connection, that's being an elf because we're bringing the love forward that always is present during the holiday season. So by greeting others, by recognizing that others are there in our surroundings, looking people in the eye, giving hugs, we do that here. That's how we can be Santa. Giving a hug or a handshake. For my son's birthday in November, my son and 5-year-old and I went to breakfast at one of my favorite places, Screen Door, because they have fried chicken and waffles. Who thought of putting those two things together? Anyway, we get there and we had a great waiter. Charles is his name, he's just the best. And we're done with breakfast and we're starting to leave and Quinn wants to go up and give him a hug. Because when she feels that connection with somebody, she just wants to give you a hug. So she goes up to the guy as we're walking out. She puts up her arms, and so he's like going to give her a high five or a high 10. And so she did that, and I looked at him, and I said, no, she really wanted to give you a hug. He immediately put down everything in his hand, opened his arms up, and she came up and just wrapped herself around him. That's being an elf. That's being Santa. We all can do that. If a 5-year-old can do it, we can do it, right? It's that sharing of ourselves. So notice people. I remember one day I was coming out of, going into the store, and it was pouring down rain. Put up my umbrella, and I noticed a woman in the car next to me, no raincoat or anything, and I knew she was going to get totally drenched. So I went over, and I said, would you like to walk with me under the umbrella? I think she looked at me like I was the ghost of Christmas past or something. Who does that kind of thing? I said, we do. We all do. It's so easy just to be in that space, sharing an umbrella. It doesn't cost anything to witness other people. It doesn't cost anything to be available to listen, to see. From Facebook, there's a light inside of you that's always there, even on the hardest days. It's that quiet, steady part of you that refuses to give up the part that holds on when everything feels uncertain. This light doesn't need to be perfect or bright all the time. It's just a soft glow, but that's enough. It's enough to guide you forward one small step at a time. One small step, one smile, one handshake, one hug, one look in the eye, one small thing, even when we don't feel like it, one small thing. Author and lecturer Leo Buscaglia once talked about a contest he was asked to judge. The purpose of the contest was to find the most caring child. The winner was a 4-year-old whose next-door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife. Upon seeing the man cry, the little boy went over to the old gentleman's yard, climbed into his lap, and just sat there. When his mother asked him what he had said to the neighbor, the little boy said, "Nothing. I just helped him cry." Being available. How else can we be Santa? How about calling a friend, sending an email, a text, showing up at somebody's door with a gift? You can think of ways to do that. Even the little ones can think of ways to do that. And I'm sure the little ones' ways would be really fun. Really fun. So what are some of the qualities of Santa that we can carry with us? He's jolly, very friendly, likes to give hugs. He's an animal farmer, reindeer. He likes to garden, ho, ho, ho. I know. Very funny, did I say that? He likes milk and cookies, likes having fun, has a large group of individuals that he takes care of and supports who help him build toys. So can we take those traits and characteristics into our own lives every day as we go into these holidays? Especially that cookies and milk. But I have a great idea. You know, I just thought of something. Why don't we make this a habit? I've read that it takes 21 days to create a habit. Well, today's December 1st. So if you do the math, that means by December 22nd, we could all have this amazing habit of being this light, being this joy, being Santa's elves out to the world. And then once that happens, it continues on. How about for the rest of the year until next Christmas? And then we could do it all over again. What do you think? Can we commit to 21 days of doing something every day to be a Santa? Now, what if you don't feel like you have anything to give? I'm going to tell you that's not true. Because we're all these individual expressions of the divine, so that the divine moves in through and as us. So what you have to give is specifically you, that nobody else can give. The love that you have, the energy you have, you are the only one that has that specific energy. There will never be another one like you, ever. So for 21 days, you can give of something, a smile, a thought. One of the days I was walking on the trails in Beaverton, I noticed, I came upon this woman, and she was walking fast toward me. We were walking opposite direction. And all of a sudden, she was on her phone. She just screamed, threw down her phone, and just was sobbing, just heavy, deep sobs. And I immediately went up to her, and I didn't know if something had happened to her or not. And she was just like the grief beyond grief, sobbing. And I put my hand on her back and I said, "You know, are you okay?" And through her sobs, she was telling me that her brother had just called and said that her father had passed away. And this woman, I've come to find out, she's from Nigeria and she was just getting ready to go back to visit her family. And she didn't make it there. And so I stood with her for a while, and then another woman came up. And she stopped and huddled around, and another woman came up with her, probably, I'm going to say, 3.5-year-old little one. And we all kind of huddled around her and just were present, just being present with her. And then there were some other people walking along the path, and they would look and kind of, without saying words, ask the question, "Is everything okay?" And, you know, I would look and say, and they would go on. Well, I ended up having the woman walk home with me. Luckily, she's a big walker because we were like 1.5 miles, and then I was going to drive her home. So I got to meet her, one of her brothers and sisters, and talk to them a little bit. And since then, we've stayed in touch. And it was so interesting because she's from Nigeria. One of the other women that stopped was from Ethiopia. Another one was from Mexico. Then there was me, and I thought, see, it doesn't matter where we live in the world, who we are, we're all human. We're all these spiritual beings in this human experience, and we all have stuff happen. So being there for others, being present for others, it doesn't take a lot to be there for others. So no matter your age, we can all be Santa's elves all this year. So second, be generous with our thoughts, our words, our decisions, our actions, with our gifts, with our time. Again, it doesn't take a lot. I remember one Christmas, KGW has a big Christmas box, so they help as elves as well with Santa. And they were asking for gifts to come and put in the box. And I was so excited. I went to Fred Meyer and I bought, now you, this is going to date me, okay? I bought 10 Walkman. For those of you who don't know what a Walkman is, it's something that it was before all this other stuff you had to plug in. You had this little gadget that you had to carry around anyway. And I went up to the checkout, and she said, wow, 10 Walkman. I said, yeah, it's for the toy drive, one, you know, Santa's elves, that we do this for Santa. And she said, well, you're doing this as gifts, as one of Santa's helpers? I'm going to give you a 20% discount. Everyone wants to join in to be an elf with you when you have that heart, right? When you're so excited to be part of helping Santa. It was so exciting when she did that. You never know who's going to be an elf. Here's an eyewitness account from New York City on a cold day in December, like today outside. A little boy was standing before a shoe store, barefooted, peering through the window and shivering with cold. A lady approached the boy and said, "My little fellow, why are you looking so earnestly in the window?" "I was asking God to give me a pair of shoes," was the boy's reply. The lady took him by the hand and went into the store and asked the clerk to get a half a dozen pairs of socks for the boy. She then asked if he could give her a basin of water and a towel. He quickly brought them over to her. She took the little fellow to the back part of the store and removed her gloves, knelt down, washed his little feet, and dried them with a towel. By this time, the clerk had returned with the socks. And placing a pair upon the boy's feet, she purchased him a pair of shoes. She tied up the remaining pairs of socks and gave them to him. She patted him on the head and said, "No doubt, my little fellow, you feel more comfortable now." As she turned to go, the astonished lad caught her by the hand and looked up to her face with tears in his eyes, answered the questions with these words, "Are you Santa's wife?" Even Mrs. Claus has her job to do for the ho-ho-ho big guy. What else can we do as Santa's helpers? Hold others in prayer, participate in being a volunteer, grabbing some tags off of the tree, fulfilling those for Santa as an elf, letting someone in front of you in line, and I've been working on this in the car. And I'm better at it every day. Today, driving here, it was so great. I let a bunch of people in, and I felt good about it. And why is that? Because when we give love, when we give of that part of us, that innocence of us, what comes back to us is love. And so each time we give, we receive, and then it's being grateful for that reception, saying thank you, God, and opening the heart and taking in a little bit more love, and a little bit more love, and a little bit more love, and then we give out love, and then we put more love in. It's a circular thing. What we give out comes back to us multiplied. It's that love. In Proverbs, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Nothing makes one more cheerful than being Santa's helper, right? Set up a time to watch some Christmas movies. What's one of your favorite movies? Think about that. It's a Wonderful Life. Polar Express, which is where that song Believe was in. Charlie Brown's Christmas. Any of those. Miracle on 34th Street, one of my favorite. Set up a time to do that with some friends. Do what you can to create laughter and liveliness and aliveness as you be Santa's helper. So I'm going to tell a story, so get all comfy. And some things were changed to protect the innocent, you will understand when I read. I remember my first Christmas adventure with Grandma. I was just a kid. I remember tearing across town on my bike to visit her on the day a bully neighbor dropped the bomb. I'm sending Santa Claus a letter telling him to put you on the naughty list. You won't get any presents this year. My grandma was not the gushy kind, never had been. I fled to her that day because I knew she would be straight with me. I knew Grandma always told the truth, and I knew that the truth always went down a whole lot easier when swallowed with one of her world-famous cinnamon buns. I knew they were world-famous because Grandma said so. It had to be true. Grandma was home, and the buns were still warm. Between bites, I told her everything. She was ready for me. A letter to Santa Claus from a bully, she snorted. Ridiculous. Don't believe it. Those bullies try this every year, and it makes me mad, plain mad. Now, put on your coat and let's go. Go? Oh, where are we going, Grandma? I hadn't even finished my second world-famous cinnamon bun. Where turned out to be Carrie's General Store, the one store in town that had a little bit of just about everything. As we walked through the doors, Grandma handed me a $10. That was a bundle in those days. Take this money, she said, and buy something for someone who needs it. I'll wait for you in the car. Then she turned and walked out of Carrie's. I was only 8 years old. I'd often gone shopping with my mother, but never had I shopped for anything all by myself. The store seemed big and crowded, full of people scrambling to finish their Christmas shopping. For a few moments, I stood there confused, clutching the $10 bill, wondering what to buy and who on earth to buy it for. I thought of everyone I knew, my family, my friends, my neighbors, the kids at school, the people who went to my church. I was just about thinking out when I suddenly thought of Bobby Decker. He was a kid who had bad breath and messy hair, and he sat right behind me in Mrs. Pollock's grade 2 class. Bobby Decker didn't have a coat. I knew that because he never went out to recess during winter. His mother always wrote a note telling the teacher that he had a cough, but all the kids knew that Bobby Decker didn't have a cough. He just didn't have a good coat. I fingered the $10 bill with growing excitement. I would buy Bobby Decker a coat. I settled on a red corduroy one that had a hood to it. It looked really warm and he would like it. Is this a Christmas present for someone? The lady behind the counter asked kindly as I laid the $10 bill down. Yes, ma'am, I replied, it's for Bobby. The nice lady smiled at me as I told her about how Bobby really needed a good winter coat. I didn't get any change, but she put the coat in a bag, smiled again, and wished me Merry Christmas. That evening, Grandma helped me wrap the coat. A little tag fell out of the hat of the coat, and the Grandma tucked it in her Bible. We wrapped it in Christmas paper and ribbons and wrote, "To Bobby from Santa Claus," on it. Grandma said that Santa always insisted on secrecy. Then she drove me over to Bobby Decker's house, explaining as we went that I was now and forever officially one of Santa's helpers. Grandma parked down the street from Bobby's house, and she and I crept noiselessly and hid in the bushes by his front walk. Then Grandma gave me a nudge. "All right, Santa Claus," she whispered, "get going." I ran up to the porch and quickly rang the doorbell. I hightailed it back to Grandma, where we waited together breathlessly in the dark for the front door to open. Finally it did, and there stood Bobby. 50 years later, haven't dimmed the thrill of those moments spent shivering beside my grandma in Bobby Decker's bushes. That night, I realized that those awful bullies and letters to Santa Claus were just what Grandma said they were, ridiculous. Santa's alive and well, and we were on his team. I still have the Bible with the coat tag tucked inside, 1995. Isn't that a great story? So each one of you, each one of us, is called today and every day to be one of Santa's helpers, to be that elf that takes our love out into the world, to share it with others. And know that when we share it to others, as I said, it comes back. So we put more love in our heart. Share a little love. Open, receive a little love. Because we are love, and we are Santa's helpers. It's a matter of believing. So close your eyes right now. Take a deep breath in. There is a presence and power within each of us that wants to witness the light in others. And it's that delight of the light that we each carry. And if we choose to take on the role of being one of Santa's elves, the child in us will be, oh, so, so very happy. So I ask, may you always have love to share, health to spare, and friends that care, and may you always be one of Santa's elves. And as the well-known boy from the Christmas story says, Tiny Tim, we could say it together, what he always says, God bless us, everyone. And so it is. Ah, blessings. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.